some things have changed. So I'm a mom now. What the fuck? But I have a 2-year-old, so I'm back here to share some of my experiences and some of my feelings and thoughts that I have been having lately. I'm feeling really like I'm going through some kind of transition because I'm feeling really stuck right now. And I'm feeling like it's time for me to kind of shed some old pieces of myself, to reveal new pieces of myself, love myself better, love myself differently, and opening up space for those things to be invited into my life. So yeah, in this episode I kind of want to talk a little bit about being in a what it's like, or if anybody else have experienced this, if you can relate, what it's like to be in like a relationship or a situationship, or you know, whatever the case may be, with another being and not being able to be completely vulnerable with that person, what that feels like, how isolating that feels, how it's like the trust factor is non-existent because you can't even express yourself to this person that you're with, to this person that you love, because you don't trust them to keep, you know, what it is that you are telling them just between the two of you. And I'm one of those people where when I have a conversation with somebody, that whoever is involved in that conversation usually are the only people who know any of the gory details of what was spoken in the room during that conversation. And for me personally, and I always, this has always been a thing with me, people who take information that was shared in the room and go spread it to other people. Like, I don't even care if it's just one person that you think that you really trust and whatever. Like, just because you trust that person to hold somebody else's information, like, doesn't validate the situation and doesn't mean that they have enough respect for the person that you are referring to keep their shit, you know, private. Like, and then, like, on top of it all, like, for it to be a person, and this is just something that I'm feeling, this is like, this example right here right now is like personal to me, it's specific to me, but like I kind of found out that the person that I am like with has shared a very personal, very private, very intimate subject matter with somebody who I do not fuck with, and they know I do not fuck with that person, and that person do not fuck with me. And like, that shit has really been on my mind since last fucking night, and it's just really like bothering me. And it's like, wow, I don't want to necessarily run to friends and family to put my shit on top of the shit that they are carrying. Aside from family and friends, this person that I'm with would be the only person that I would feel comfortable even, not even, might not even be fully 100% comfortable, but kind of comfortable with sharing this with them. And so I don't even like have that person as a ball person, when I don't want to put my shit on other people who have their shit going. You know what I'm saying? That makes sense. All that makes sense. So I'm like, just been trying to like sit in my thoughts with that situation, how that situation is gonna play out, and whatever. And on top of other shit that I have going on, like, I don't know, I just feel like that's kind of fucked up that, no, he did that. Like, and even if, you know, like I said, like, even if he did have good intentions, you know I don't fuck with this person, and you know that this person don't fuck with me, because we've told you on multiple occasions that we don't fuck with each other. But you still deemed it necessary to do that. And then, you know, the fucked up part about it for me is, and I don't even really know why I'm mad. I kind of sort of know why it's bothering me. It's bothering me because it's such a private subject. But the person has done it before. So it's like, I've noticed them doing this shit before. So it's just like, you took it a step further, my G. You took it a step further and crossed like a line where I just feel like at this point, you're just not my go-to person. You know, you're just not my go-to person. But what's even more fucked up about it, like, is the fact that, what's more fucked up about it is the fact that, okay, it's a car pass, and I'm definitely outside in nature, but it's a car pass, so if you hear noise, that's cars, and I also live by your base, too, so. But the other fucked up part about it is, and I don't even know if it's fucked up, but it just makes me feel some type of way, is the fact that when it comes to me, it's a conversation that we have had or something personal that we talked about, you go and you share with this person that I don't fuck with. But when niggas is out there having their conversations, I'd be oblivious to everything that's fucking going on. I don't know nothing. So it's almost like the respect factor is different. It's like you have more respect for that person more so than you have respect for me, because you don't respect my boundaries and you don't respect any of my wishes. And I have to literally fucking say to this person, and don't go telling everybody, and don't say nothing for this person to not. And I don't feel like, with the type of relationship that we have, I don't feel like I should have to specify that. I feel like I said in the beginning, whoever is in the room having a conversation, that's who is. This conversation is supposed to be shared between. It's not supposed to be shared with nobody else. It's just what I feel. And so I just think that it's fucked up that you really have more respect for this person than you do for me. And I don't know. What y'all think? What do y'all think about being in a situation or relationship where you cannot be vulnerable, you can't even trust this person? Being vulnerable, like, what do you do? Like, how do you maneuver around something like that? So let me know, y'all. Now, I'm not really sure how this at work, if we can like have comments, or if there's a comment section or anything like that. I don't really know, but y'all can follow me on Instagram at Shamel O'Neill _. That's Shamel O'Neill _. And just DM me if you listen to this podcast, and let me know what you think. What do you do? What would you do if this was you? So let me know what y'all got to say, what y'all think. And I'll see y'all in the next episode.